And now a roundup here on LBC London News of what's happening in America, the stories that are creating headlines there. And first, President Trump's Attorney General is back in the crosshairs on Capitol Hill today as lawmakers continue their investigations into collusion between the Trump campaign team and the Russians in last year's presidential election. Let's go live to Washington, where our US correspondent Simon Marks joins me live now. Good evening, Simon.
Hello, Chris.
So what were the highlights then of Jeff Sessions' testimony so far? Just remind us why he's such an important character in this particular drama.
Absolutely. He is a pivotal character because he's the Attorney General of the United States, appointed by President Donald Trump, America's top law enforcement officer. He's the man ultimately who decides what prosecutions should occur at a federal level here in the United States. And he, of course, has had to recuse himself from any involvement in the various investigations into collusion between the Trump campaign and the Russians because he himself, he would argue, misled Congress. Others would say lied to Congress about the communication that he had with the Russians during President Trump's election campaign. Just within the last few minutes, he has again been insisting that when the issue first came up during testimony that he was offering in his confirmation hearing some months ago, he was so surprised by the question that he was being asked about communication with the Russians that he didn't really at the time understand the gravity of the answer that he was given. He was given an opportunity just a couple of minutes ago to correct the record. He stands by his answer, but testimony this morning has also focused on a meeting that Jeff Sessions attended with President Trump's foreign policy advisor, former foreign policy advisor, George Papadopoulos. Remember that George Papadopoulos is the man who signed a guilty plea. He's cooperating with Robert Mueller, the special prosecutor investigating ties between the Russians and the Trump team. And we learnt that Jeff Sessions hadn't initially remembered that he'd been in the room with George Papadopoulos when Mr. Papadopoulos, Donald Trump and others were engaged in a campaign strategy session. Then he was able to recall what had gone on during the course of that meeting, although this is what he had to say about his initial failure to remember that the meeting had even taken place.
I did not recall this event, which occurred 18 months before my testimony of a few weeks ago, and I would gladly have reported it. Had I remembered it.
He would have told them if he'd remembered that it had happened. Now he says he can't recall exactly what George Papadopoulos said during that meeting. That, of course, is material because there are suggestions that George Papadopoulos was trying to set up a meeting between Donald Trump and Mr. Papadopoulos' contacts in Russia. Jeff Sessions says that he thinks that he suggested that that would be a very bad idea at the time. Once again, we've seen Jeff Sessions. And again, a reminder, he's the Attorney General of the United States, pretty important figure in the US government, demonstrating a truly dreadful memory on a whole raft of absolutely material issues. But on one issue, he is resolute.
But I will not accept and reject accusations that I have ever lied. That is a lie.
So it's a lie to say that he has ever lied, but at the very least, he's suffering from a very bad memory once again up on Capitol Hill today. Within the last few minutes, he's not been able to remember whether he ever had a conversation with Michael Flynn, the former national security advisor, in which he may have suggested to Michael Flynn a shift in the Republican Party's policy towards Russia. That, again, something that he's unable to remember.
It certainly raised some eyebrows across the pond, isn't it, Simon? The Attorney General not remembering who they spoke to or whether someone was in a meeting or not.
I mean, to be serious about this, you know, if you're the Attorney General of the United States and your memory is so bad, I'm not entirely sure how you stay in office. We've seen this dreadful memory exhibit itself on numerous occasions previously when Jeff Sessions has testified up on Capitol Hill. But, you know, I mean, if the amnesia is at this level, one wonders how he handles the caseload that he has to review and consider on a daily basis.
Mm. Now, as I was waking up this morning, Simon, just scrolling through social media as I often do, noticed that Donald Trump Jr. has been tweeting reports overnight that he'd conceded he had contacts with WikiLeaks during the election campaign. Do talk us through that.
So we know that Donald Trump Jr. had engaged in back and forth communication with WikiLeaks during the election campaign. A very enterprising journalist here in the United States managed to gain access to those communications, which occurred through the Twitter direct messaging system. If you're not familiar with Twitter, there are two aspects to Twitter. One, the things that you post on Twitter that are public, that everybody can see, and then there's a private kind of back channel communication system where if I follow Chris Golds and Chris Golds follows me, he can send me a direct message and I can communicate directly with him, and the rest of the users of Twitter can't see it. That's what appears to have been taking place between Donald Trump Jr. And WikiLeaks. It is worth reminding everybody that the new head of the CIA, appointed by Donald Trump, Mike Pompeo, has argued that WikiLeaks is an active intelligence problem for the United States. So definitely no friend of the United States, according to the head of the CIA. But now we know that WikiLeaks was giving suggestions to Donald Trump Jr. about things that his father might like to retweet based on the information that they were dumping, and that Donald Trump Jr. was responding, at least asking them some questions on Twitter, which underscores this notion that at a very senior level, the Trump campaign was intrigued by what WikiLeaks had on Hillary Clinton, and always eager to find out more. They were always saying to their Russian contacts and to WikiLeaks, "Oh, that sounds quite interesting. Tell me more about that." They were never doing what other politicians argue they should have done, which is picking up the phone and calling the FBI.
It depends how much credence you give WikiLeaks, but it's certainly a damning indictment of them that they were getting in touch with Donald Trump Jr. saying, look, we could do this for the campaign, we could do this, rather than you sending it off to other sources. Let us do it, let us publish. You know, they even asked him if he could pass on or leak to them one of Donald Trump's infamous tax returns that we've never seen.
Yeah, and let's just remind ourselves what Donald Trump's own CIA chief has said. This isn't one of the former intelligence chiefs that he's dismissed as political hacks. This is his own CIA chief who has said WikiLeaks will take down America in any way that they can. It's absolutely clear that at a senior level within the Trump administration, they've got WikiLeaks' number, and yet here was ongoing conversation during the campaign between WikiLeaks, widely believed to have been provided with those hacked emails from the Democratic Party's computer servers, and Donald Trump Jr., obviously a significant figure within his father's presidential campaign.
And Simon, what about the suggestions that the Justice Department may now be planning to open investigations into the Clintons, as President Trump has demanded?
Well, I mean, this is another stunning development that took place overnight with a senior figure at the Justice Department, not Attorney General Jeff Sessions, because he previously has said that he would recuse himself from any investigation into the Clintons, although notably up on Capitol Hill today, he refused to articulate that once again. But we now know that there are plans within the Justice Department at least to begin digging in to the funding of the Clinton Foundation, which of course is very, very controversial, and was very controversial during last year's election campaign. Had Bill and Hillary Clinton accepted money from donors to the Clinton Foundation in exchange for shifting their positions on key foreign policy issues? And also digging into this controversial sale of uranium to a Russian entity that Hillary Clinton approved, along with other other elements of the U.S. government when she was President Obama's Secretary of State. However, while there may well indeed be a seam to mine there for the Department of Justice, it is notable that all of this is coming months after Donald Trump began demanding that the Department of Justice open an investigation into Hillary Clinton, something that most observers here believe is inappropriate political pressure for any president of the United States to be putting on, notionally, the independent Department of Justice. Well, here's what Jeff Sessions had to say about that a short while ago.
The Department of Justice can never be used to retaliate politically against opponents, and that would be wrong. A president cannot improperly influence an investigation. And I have not been improperly influenced and would not be improperly influenced.
So the Attorney General's position is that the wheels of justice are grinding within the Department of Justice completely independently of the numerous occasions, as recently as last week, when President Trump took to Twitter and said it was a national outrage that Hillary Clinton was not being investigated, given that the nature of what he insists were her crimes are far more serious than the alleged crimes that the investigations focused on his campaign are looking at. Is it possible that the Department of Justice is operating independently? Yeah, absolutely, it's possible. But the timing of all of this is very intriguing.
Indeed, absolutely. Thank you very much, Simon Marks, our US correspondent. Live for us from Washington with a roundup of what's happening and what's creating headlines across the pond. Thank you, Simon.